Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Does LeBron have one foot out the door? And with a year to go, why are the Cleveland Cavaliers keeping him? And where is he going to end up? Steve Kyler from Basketball Insiders. A guru of things like this, but moving trucks, I'm not sure if that's in your wheelhouse, Steve. But I got to wonder, with LeBron, with a year to go, they can't improve the Cavaliers, right? Because who's going to want to commit to the Cavaliers when he's only committed to them for one more year?
Well, they're going to have to trade into this. And I think that's what we kind of saw in and around the draft was, you know, trying to go and get an established player to kind of cement some things because of that. But look, you know, even one year of LeBron, you're still talking about still the best team in the East. You're still probably talking about a trip to the finals. So if you're somebody who's chasing a ring, you're certainly going to look at them a little differently. Or if you've got a relationship with Carmelo or with LeBron, which would be a Carmelo or a Chris Paul or, you know, the guys we call the banana boat crew, you know, those are the ones that make the most sense. But as a marquee free agent walking to the Cavaliers, well, first, they don't have any cap space. And second, they're not going to sign long term there. So there is some real things that have to play out. But I think the biggest one is who's really making the decisions? You know, the front office was turned over. They're in discussions with Chauncey Billups about being the new team president. There is a lot of front office work to do, and July 1st just around the corner.
Do you think that Jimmy Butler didn't want to be a Cavalier because of the fact that LeBron James is only committed for a year?
I think that was overstated. You know, a lot of people wanted to kind of put some words in Jimmy's mouth about this whole thing. What Jimmy wanted was the designated veteran extension that was only possible with the Chicago Bulls. It was the $200 million that mattered more to Jimmy than whatever team he was going. And Jimmy was drinking the Kool-Aid that the Bulls were really kind of committed to him. And I think when you look at some of the things he said since the trade, you know, he thought he was their guy. He was buying into the notion he was their guy and was, you know, a little hurt that they ended up trading him. I don't know why he'd be, because they've been trying to trade him for 3 years. But, you know, Jimmy didn't want to leave because Jimmy didn't want to leave that money.
I don't blame him. I mean, it's hard to blame a guy, but do you want to win or not? Steve Kyler, Basketball Insiders, joins us here on the John Kincaid Show, CBS Sports Radio. I will ask you this, two different questions. One, why did DeAndre Jordan and Blake Griffin and CP3 not work out with the Clippers? And if you had your choice as an NBA GM with a team that was totally rebuilding, would you rather rebuild around Blake Griffin or would you rather rebuild around Chris Paul?
Well, one, the reason it didn't work is they've never been able to stay healthy. You know, that's been their biggest problem. As soon as they got good, they started to fall apart, and it just seemed year after year. You know, one year they were all kind of healthy was the Donald Sterling year when all of that came down on them. So they've never really been a unit. And when you look at the fact that they've won 50-plus games every year despite that, you know, it's pretty impressive. And I can understand why the Clippers may be willing to invest some $400 million into keeping that core together, because rebuilding it doesn't mean you'll be good anytime soon. You look around the league, rebuilding is a slow and painful process. And if you had to pick one, I don't know, I think it'd probably go Chris Paul. The harder thing to find in the league is a playmaking point guard, but the scary part of Chris Paul is you're talking about 37 years old and owing him $46 million. That's a tough number, and maybe the Clippers lean more towards Blake because he's younger, but Blake's had more injuries. You know, I don't know, it's not an easy question for the Clippers, but you know, I think the other question is, what other option do they have? Because it's not like they've got a bunch of draft picks or some promising young guy. They would actually be far worse than any team the Sixers just put on the floor.
Steve, did the process work in Philadelphia, or do we have to see this team come together and actually, you know, accomplish some things before we can say the process that they underwent, that strategic losing, really paid off for them?
well, they haven't won anything yet. They haven't really done anything yet. You know, you're talking Joel Embiid's played 30-plus games, and they're going to give him $100 million this summer. So I don't know that the process worked. But the first part of the process, and you know, I've known Sam Hinkie for a really long time and talked with him about it when they started down this, was that the easiest way to get to a championship is get star players. And the best way to get star players is through the draft. So they've done that. They've gotten the star players. Now they've got to be able to stay healthy and get on the floor. And as much as it's not necessarily funny, I mean, you look at it, and it's every time they've drafted somebody, they've gone down to the season with an injury. If I'm the Sixers, I'm wrapping Markel Fultz in some bubble wrap because it hasn't been good. So look, if Ben Simmons is dunking on you know, social media and Joel Embiid dancing and doing what he's doing, Markel looks great. If all of this comes together, you've got Robert Covington, you've got a ton of cap space. I think they've got a good coach in Brett Brown. All of the pieces are there. Now they got to put it together. But, you know, John, just like we talked about, the Clippers had the pieces and it never really worked out for them. You know, the Sixers have to make these pieces work, and that's the next part of it. If that happens, then yeah, the process is good.
We're talking about it on the Shaq podcast that people get to hear tomorrow, and he was sort of drawing the line to me that they may, the ceiling for them may end up being sort of what Oklahoma City used to be when it had Westbrook and Durant and Harden, where you've got a lot of talented names, you create some excitement, you're an exciting team to watch, but then eventually they won't all stay together and it won't work out.
Yeah, that becomes the real question. And I think the variable in this is Ben Simmons, because sure. I think we've seen he's been his own guy through this whole thing. I mean, all the way back to, you know, when he was in the AAU world coming out of Australia, he would go right when others expected him to go left. So does he stay on board and want to be, you know, the third part of this? And I think the answer to that is the same with the Thunder is, you know, how do you pay them all the numbers they want? How do you get them all the exposure that they want and let them become right. the stars they want? The Golden State Warriors are the model. If you look at that, you know, it was a bunch of guys that started to have success before they became stars, you know, at least the superstars, and it all worked because they sacrificed. You know, the Sixers have to get there, and I don't know that that's a given. I like that comparable because I think it's really close because there are some super egos in this equation already.
All right, tell me about super egos. Phil Jackson comes to mind. Steve Kyler from NBA Insider is with us. Phil Jackson came to the Knicks. I can get predictions wrong, get predictions right, but I didn't like the idea of the great coach. I said he should come to the Knicks and he should be the coach and run the franchise, but not do just the front office thing. I didn't think he was into it. 26 win average over 3 years. That stinks. And Phil Jackson now seems to be wanting to play mind games with a guy like Kristaps Porzingis. I mean, what do you think about that? And what do you think is the end game for the Knicks and Phil Jackson?
Well, I think it's inevitable that Phil will be gone. And, you know, there were some people around the NBA when all of this Kristaps stuff came up around the draft saying, man, are they already that desperate to keep their jobs that they're going to trade away that guy? And it seemed like they were. But look, they were asking the world for Kristaps Porzingis. They were asking for 4 unprotected draft picks or a star player and 3 unprotected draft picks. You know, that's, I don't know if you could get that for LeBron right now.
Right.
So, you know, they set the price so high. But again, it was how desperate was somebody to give them that. And we've seen that sometimes that teams will give way too much. If you think about what Orlando gave for Serge Ibaka last year around the draft, it was the same thing. How desperate are you? Not necessarily how desperate are us, but there's no question that Phil's done this so ham-handedly, like Carmelo Anthony stuff. Had he gone to Carmelo and just spoke to him and said, look, we're going to go in a different direction, Carmelo might have helped them around the trade deadline, but he did it this passive-aggressive way. You know, if he was really concerned about Kristaps, if he would have sat down and talked to him, you know, he probably would have come to the middle because he loves being in New York. It's a great opportunity for him. But Phil does this, and I think this is the challenge. You mentioned come be the coach. Well, physically, he couldn't do that. But I think the way he's constructed, there's nuance to running a team. You've got to play the political game. You've got to work the agents. You've got to stroke a few egos, play with the media a little bit. There's a politician role that you've got to play in addition to being very good tactically. And Phil has shown he's not good at any of that.
Argue yes or no. The last 12 days for the NBA were better than the 9 weeks of postseason play this year in the NBA.
Yeah, it's been fun. You know, look, especially for somebody who has to track.
More interesting, right?
Yeah, and compelling. And look, we're not done yet. You know, free agency is going to kick open at 12:01, and we're going to have GMs camped out at Gordon Hayward's front lawn. You know, it's going to get crazy again. And now you're talking about maybe Chris Paul goes to the Spurs or goes to the Houston Rockets or the Denver Nuggets.
Right.
You know, Dwayne Wade opts in and now he's trying to get out. You know, there's all kinds of crazy stuff that's still going to play out. And then you're going to get this summer league where you got, you know, all these young guys going to play. It's going to be, I agree with you. I think it's going to be a more interesting summer than it certainly was a run. But look, I'm not trying to take anything away from the Warriors. It was special what they did this year.
Is this all because of the fact that there's more salary cap money and the cap keeps going up, that now we see trades, we see sign-in trades, we see more players bouncing around like this? Because the NBA offseason was never this interesting 5 years ago.
Well, we've gotten shorter contracts. That's a big part of
right.
it. You know, it used to be you signed a 6-year or 7-year deal, so you were always every 5 years turning over with options. Now you're turning over every 3 years with options. And in some cases, you're seeing guys like LeBron do these 1-1 or 2-1s that, you know, keep their name out there and keep it interesting. No question money's playing a factor, but I also think balance of power as well. You can't just go in with kind of two guys and some D-League guys and think you're going to get it done. If you want to get it done, you've got to be aggressive. You know, Houston Rockets have to be aggressive. San Antonio Spurs have to be aggressive because the Warriors aren't going anywhere. You know, if you want to beat Cleveland and you're Boston, you got to get into the Jimmy Butler stuff. You got to get into the Paul George. You got to be willing to give max money to Gordon Hayward because just being good isn't good enough anymore. You got to be much more aggressive. And I think that is turning a lot more kind of mediocre teams into sellers. You know, the Atlanta Hawks now are sellers. You know, and you're seeing teams that aren't willing to kind of go in, like Orlando's probably not going to be a big-time free agent player because there's no reason to. So you're cashing out, you're pushing to the future, you're moving things around, and it's created kind of this marketplace of, you know, I'm ready to win, give me all you got, and I'm not ready to win, here's everything I have. So it's becoming a have-not kind of discussion, which I think in a couple of years is going to be pretty bad for the NBA.
Steve, I hope you have a great offseason, though. Hope you get some time off after the free agency.
No rest for the wicked, man. We get right back into it.
Thanks, Steve. Appreciate it, buddy.
Anytime.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.